Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet, and I'm so sorry, Steny. I'm always the first to say people of Earth.
No, that's okay. Oh, you don't need to be sorry. But at this point, I just feel like we're in a rhythm. That's just how we start. We start with me going, oh, and you're going, people of Earth. And me going,
I don't want to usurp your personality.
No. Nonsense. Don't be silly. This is the Hucklebug. It's episode 708 of the Hucklebug podcast.
708.
Means nothing.
7 plus nothing is not 8, people.
That's correct. 7 plus 0 is not 8. Although that would have worked last week instead of the palindrome. But no, we had to be clever and do the palindrome. If we'd done 7 plus 0, it would have been 7 also.
No, this is true.
I don't think we have any rips this week, so we can begin with shout-outs. Somebody did try, but I don't remember who it was.
Oh.
And it wasn't somebody that I felt like we needed to eulogize here on the Hucklebug, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone.
Me either. Now, it's all gone. Right out of my head. But we will begin with shout-outs. Roar! And our first shout-out is for Tina. Staying in the place where you live.
Now leave a comment. We didn't talk about who's...
Well, let's just go back and forth a little bit, because she's got something for you.
The second one is for you, so...
Well, yes, true. She says, hey, ladies, here we are again. Oh, how I would love to hear you singing with Glenn, Steny, and Temptation for Love. Love that song. It's a beautiful song. I thought there was a recording of it, but I sure don't know where it is. Maybe somebody else knows, but it isn't me. It was all right. At some point during it, I was flat, and you can actually hear me say sorry into the microphone.
Took a page from my book, did you?
Yes, I sure did. All right. Yeah, that's right. Admit your mistakes.
She says, Bet, do you remember our first concert in Pittsburgh? Actually, our first concert was in Cincinnati, Tina.
Oh.
Pittsburgh came the next night.
Ah.
Where Jules asked if I could sing or play an instrument as he wanted to get me up on stage. I don't remember that.
Wow.
But we were all at a big table, all of us little girls, you know, and all of Squeeze. So there were different conversations going on. So, you know.
Yeah.
She says, well, I can do neither. When I sing at home, Shay and Chloe say, please don't.
Please don't.
Every time anyone in my family talked about me playing instruments, my sister's pat answer was, all I can do is play the radio. So I understand.
Well, there you go. I never really played any instruments either. I mesh around on a few things, but nothing that I would do in front of other people, that's for sure. She says, I remember she used my French being used in my lifetime here in the UK, but not really used anymore. It's been replaced by things like My Bad, which I hate with a vengeance. Sign of getting old, I guess. Talking of hate, swiftly on to Tom Cruise. Not a fan at all. Oh, all right, we are united.
It was just that one moment at the Olympics. So, you know, I was on an Olympics hop.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Like, I don't remember if I mentioned it on the Hucklebug, but I surely told you. I was blown away by Celine Dion in the opening.
Exactly.
The opening ceremonies, and I can't stand her.
You did tell me that, yes. And she can't stand Ben Affleck either.
I like Ben, but
Ben's going through a tough time right now.
Ben
made a big mistake.
Is Ben back with Jennifer? I saw there's like a Ben.
They're getting a divorce.
Oh, they're getting a divorce. Oh, okay. She does say about Tom Cruise, the only thing she liked him in was Rain Man, which is, you know what? Same here. I think that's his best.
Yeah.
I think that's, ooh, wait a minute. What's that one where he's the assassin, where he plays the assassin? That's a really good one with, with Jamie Foxx.
Sorry.
One moment, please, everybody. I got to look it up.
It's okay. I got a good gulp of coffee.
Collateral. Is that it?
That sounds familiar.
Yes, Collateral.
I've never seen it. Never seen
it. It's called Collateral. It's Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx. It's basically just the two of them. It's a really good movie, actually. I'm not particularly fond of either of those actors, but that one's well done. She says here, Stenny, my daughter went to film school and she's now working as a senior editor for a small company and loves it. Her dream was to do small documentaries, but that's hard to get into. She's very good, but I would say that. And has done a lot for social and brand stuff, commercial and docs. She's earning a living, so not bad. Hey, that's amazing. Good for her. Yes. Good for her. I wish I had shown a little bit more gumption and was making a living with the stuff I learned in film school that I spent bazillions of dollars on. So good for Chloe. She asks, are you going to see Squeeze on tour? Ooh. I am not.
I'm sure I am not.
I have crowd anxiety, so I cannot go to concerts.
Well,
anymore.
I was going to say, unless they come and do a concert in my front yard.
If they go play like a small bar around here, I would totally do it. But
and then she says, Bet, this is when we were thinking of coming to visit, and that's before any dates were released. Maybe one year we can all meet at a show. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, if we
are all alive and kicking, and Bet, I know how you would love to be able to kick.
You're alive, but not so much kicking, are you?
Today, more than ever, Tina.
That is not kicking today, for sure.
I am not kicking today.
It's a bad day for the knee. Thank you for your shout-out, Tina. We appreciate you.
Yay!
Woo! We're going to bounce over to Facebook. We do have a follow-up here from Tina. She has left the link, and I have not watched these videos yet, but they look great. This is a huge yes. list here. I'm dying to go through these,
and
so thank you for that.
She's got her own webpage.
Yeah, it looks great. So I am impressed just by the output. So I'm excited to watch those later. Does she have a YouTube channel? I would love to see a YouTube channel.
Oh yeah.
Our next shout out is for Siskita. We need you so. Siskita says, I feel like I'm hogging the shout out. So my apologies.
Well, I was supposed to take Tina's, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. I jumped right on top of it. You were supposed to. I remember you saying that now.
Again.
My bad. Oh, sorry, Tina. Tina doesn't like that. Siskita says, well, if you could see my face listening to this episode, hearing your reaction to the Maples, you'd have a picture of a grateful, teary-eyed actor trying to compose yourself on the subway train. Thanks so much for the love. I forwarded immediately to Randall, Mick, and Taylor. For any eagle-eyed fans of the Marquee Five, Mick is our bass and a great friend. I knew the name Mick Blyer, and I knew I'd seen, you know, him leaving comments on, you know, stuff that you post on Facebook, for example. But I missed the connection to Marquee Five. Mick is our bass and great friend. When I wanted to produce the script, I thought of Mick just because there was no better actor friend of mine who'd act with me as we were emerging out of lockdown. Randall rewrote an old script to match our personalities and the NYC location, and we hired Taylor via a recommendation. Taylor's moved to Los Angeles, so you can fan all over her, Stenny. Well, I will, but I don't live in Los Angeles anymore. It's been a while, but yeah, I will keep my eye out for her. That was, it was lovely. Everybody should watch it. I hope that you all watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we have some more shout outs on the mission.
My first is from Kelly with an I. Woohoo. She says, have a great show. I'm really not ready for September, so if you can do something about that, that would be great.
Yeah, well, it's like a week. It's almost here.
You know, we can pull some strings. We'll do our best.
We'll ask the right questions. Yes. I don't know that we'll be able to hold September back, but we'll see.
but she says, did you see that? Quote, air quotes. Mm-hmm. Pommel Horse Guy will be on. Oh my God! Dancing with the Stars.
It's all over. It was fun. It was
our love for that little underdog has just gone.
He's jumped the shark. He's going on Dancing with the Stars. I don't blame him though for making his bank while he can.
That's right. Do what you can when you can.
Get your money while you can, Stephen. And you know what? He'll do great on it, and people will love him just as much. It ain't my thing, but good for him. Our next one. Now hold on a second. That's the problem. I didn't have it sorted by newest. Oh. Our next shout out is for Krizzer. She's Krizzer
night.
She's leaving us coming because she really has light. She says, Krizzer would like a shout out. Just sing the song and I'll feel it. Well, we did,
and we hope you do.
And our final shout out this week is for Kelly.
It's Kelly with the Y. And she said, Stanny, you built that bridge so fast. Boy, my Lord, did you.
That was my first one-day build. And I was pretty proud of it, actually. So thank you.
I will not even try 3D jigsaws. They're just out of my...
They're really hard.
Yeah.
They're really hard. You cannot work on them if you're in an impatient mood. Because they're very easy to break. They're very easy to break. I've broken pieces just getting them out. Like, they come in die-cast sheets, and you have to kind of pop them out.
Model cars, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I have broken them sometimes just when removing them from the die-cast, from the sheet. And so it can be frustrating.
But seeing the picture, all I could think of when I saw it was, is there some kind of little toy or little gigaw that I could send her to let it walk across the limit?
I need like a little car. That's what I was thinking also. I need a little car.
But ooh, I don't know the whole size like a little, of it. So.
Like a little London double-decker bus. Well, I can find.
I have a double-decker bus, but I think it would be too big.
I think matchbox car size would work, but okay, I'm not positive.
Okay, so matchbox, you think would fit?
I think it would. Let me do a little research and get back to you.
I don't know if I could part with it, but I have Mr. Bean's Mini.
Ooh. Well, I would send it back.
It's missing a wheel, but you can turn it the opposite way.
That's very Mr. Bean, though, isn't it? To be missing a wheel. All right. Well, let's move on with our show. Thank you guys for your shout outs. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Appreciate y'all. Yay.
Yeah, we need to get this going because we got a game to play.
We got stuff to do, man. I have a binge watch.
Yeah, but it's not your turn.
Isn't it? Okay. What do you have? God damn it. Why am I not?
Well, I hope I'm not wrong. Let me see.
What do you have? Do you have a movie? My outline said that
No, B movie. What?
I missed it. All right. I missed it. It's okay. What's your movie? Sorry.
Well, I do have a movie, people. And this morning, I have to tell you, I splashed out and threw caution to the wind and paid an extortionate price to rent a movie on Apple Plus.
Oh, my. How much?
$24.99.
I bet you own that now. I bet that's not a rental.
No.
No, it's a rent?
$29.99 was to own it.
That's outrageous. It better be good.
Well, it's outrageous, but I just really wanted to do it, and I did. And so this morning, people, I watched the movie that I missed when it came through town, Inside Out 2.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, because you know how much I adored the first one.
Same. Yeah. How was it?
It's wonderful.
Oh, good.
It is just wonderful. And the sequel to Inside Out is that Riley is now 13.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the emotions that we know, you know, joy, fear, sadness, anger, disgust.
Yes.
Are there in the control room.
And she gets new ones.
There's a big red button that comes on that says puberty.
Yes.
And so all of these new emotions come in. Embarrassment,
anxiety,
envy, ennui, which they end up calling wee wee for the but yes, anxiety wants to take over the whole show.
Yeah.
And for a person who suffers anxiety,
mm-hmm.
it's fan friggin' tastic.
Okay.
And there's a point in, it goes through, you know, she's getting ready to go to high school, but it all takes place before high school when they go to, she and her two friends go to a hockey camp, you know, see if they can be put on the high school team.
Yeah.
And she just kind of has a meltdown, and anxiety is kind of making it all happen. I told you when we watched Ted Lasso that when he had his anxiety attack during the show, that was the most realistic version of what a cartoon girl having her anxiety attack at near the end of the movie. It's just amazing. And I think any parent who has a teenage kid should make them watch this movie.
Yeah.
Because it goes through so many things. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
I am good enough. I'm horrible. No, I'm okay. You know, and I will say it's just wonderful, but there is one cameo. This is not a spoiler. There is one cameo in this movie of an emotion.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, just out of nowhere, the door to the control room will open, and in comes this little old lady with white hair, and she'll say, "I remember Bree and Grace. We had so much fun. Nostalgia, it's not your time." And they push her out, and she'll come back. And that's totally for the adults, and that's why I love Pixar. Inside Out 2 is fantastic. Fantastic. I adored it. I don't mind a bit that I paid $25 to watch it.
Well, that's that's good enough for me. I will watch. Pixar.
You have Disney.
Oh, that's right? True. I do have Disney Plus. Do you think it's on Disney Plus?
Yeah. Oh, then you'll probably, you know, I got it from Apple. I don't have Disney.
Oh, right.
So, you know,
excellent.
I
good idea. You're so smart.
You go to
Disney.
It may not be there yet, but it will show up there, I'm sure.
I will look for it.
Fantastic movie.
Good. I'm glad you saw it. I also missed it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. You basically had me at I watched Inside Out 2.
Yes, I know.
I was ready. All right, I do have a binge watch, as I alluded to earlier. And I thought it was my turn. Yeah, I went back and looked at the outline you sent me. It says movie right on it. I don't know why I missed it, but I did. My binge watch, I started watching this on Tuesday. I watched it a little bit each night of the week. But I had a terrible day on Tuesday. Tuesday was awful, and I was in a very deep funk. And after work, I was just sitting in my chair and not really wanting to do anything. And I went to Netflix, which I almost never go to Netflix anymore.
I've been there all week looking for something to watch, so I understand.
And there was something that was in my queue that I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll just watch that. And so I did. I watched The Great British Bake Off, Collection 11, the most recent, the one from last year.
Oh, yes.
Which I did not ever see.
Cannot possibly go wrong with The Great British Bake Off.
I'll tell you what, it was only on for like 10 minutes before I was already in a better mood. So its ability to cheer me up was almost immediate. So
just
that was great.
Love those people.
Drew me right out of my funk. I want to give a big U rule actually to the cast and the presenters and the judges and the bakers of Great British Bake Off.
In the last one, because you know they change. The last one, it was of course Prue and Paul.
Yes, and Noel and Allison.
Allison. Oh,
the new lady.
Yeah, the new one. Okay.
And she is from Birmingham, and I was really proud of myself because I was listening to her talk. I'm like, that sounds like a Brummy accent, because Aston Villa is in Birmingham, and from like seeing interviews with players and fans and stuff like that, I'm starting to get a real ear for the Brummy accent. When I heard her say, you know, "Welcome to the Great British Bake Off," I was like, is she from Brum? And I looked it up, and she is. So I was very happy about that.
Oh. But I love Noel. I just love Noel.
Oh, Noel is fantastic. Noel should always be on it. It's actually kind of sad to go back and watch earlier episodes before he was on.
Right, he's so
sweet. They were okay, but until Noel was there. But I want to know something. I've watched some 15 seasons or so of this show. How is it that I don't recall ever once seeing a single baker on this show lick their whisk or their spoon, other than like tasting, like actually tasting it to see if it's right. But how do they resist? I don't know how you do it. How do you bake and not lick? How do you not? Do you ever bake stuff?
I have, and I always.
I always lick.
Wooden spoon, it just goes in and out and in and out.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you're eating anything I've baked, there's trace amounts of my saliva in it. I guarantee you.
From my childhood, when her mom used to say, there's raw eggs in that. Well, I don't care, Mom. It's good.
My mom never said that. My mom didn't give a shit if we had raw eggs. We would make eggnog out of raw eggs, and we had it every Christmas. And I was
even
rooting
better when you were licking the spoon, and there were some little granules in it.
Mm. Oh yeah, yes, that dry stuff. Nom 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 nom. So good. So I was
no spoilers. Who won that?
Maddie.
Matt. Okay.
And I loved him. You know what? He came on really strong at the end. It's fun to kind of watch the show in a bingey way. You know, you watch all 10 episodes in 1 week because you can see the progression that much more sparkly. And Matt was really the only one of the bakers who was going home each week with the things that Paul and Prue said and working to improve those things. Like the first one I noticed was Prue said something to him like, your piping skills need work. Well, by the next week he was piping like crazy because he went home that week and fucking worked on piping. So I was really proud of him for winning. But Tasha is who I was rooting for, or Tasha, as they say in England. Yeah. I really liked her, and I was sad that she lost. But I was also rooting for Josh because he was doing it for his nan. He had his picture of his nan there at his station. So sweet. I just love this show. It is so freaking wholesome. I love how if any baker finishes early, they're immediately going, who needs help? You know, and
exactly,
and, you know, help them throw stuff together with another baker and stuff.
On
it's
this
so great.
Side of the pond, it's cutthroat, it's knives. I just love how the British do it.
I don't think it's, I mean, you know, the British have their shows too. They've got, you know,
probably
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here and crap like that. They have their cutthroat shows too, but the Bake Off is a different animal entirely.
It's wholly different. Yes.
It's so sweet and wholesome. And I just love everybody. And usually I don't even care who wins. And that was kind of the case going into the final this time. I was like, well, if any of them win, I'm happy with it. There's always one or two bakers who bug me. I never like the chaotic baker. There's always one chaotic baker who doesn't measure shit. And, you know, and they're like, well, everything's going to be a different size. And their station is always a fucking mess.
The flour goes up like a nuclear bomb.
Yes, exactly. And I just watch them. And I'm like getting hives because I can't bear how disorganized they are. So I'm always happy when the chaotic baker is eliminated. Even if it turns out they're a nice person or whatever, it just sets me on edge. But I absolutely loved it.
And,
big thumbs
of course
up for the
little
off.
Films of the little backstories of where
yeah.
they live.
Yeah. And when you get to the final, you get to meet their families and exactly. stuff. It's also cute. I love it. So that's the Bake Off. Big thumbs up, of course.
Yes.
Whereas it's called here the Great British Baking Show.
Right.
But that's because the Pillsbury Bake Off has
I wonder if when the next one's going to come.
I don't know. Soon.
I mean,
I hope.
It's been a couple of years. It should be time.
I think that one was early 23. So, yeah, it's been been over a year. We should be getting another one. We should be getting another one soon. All right, Niblet, what do you got for us?
Well, folks, I have something. I'm so sorry.
Oh, stop.
No.
You're always sorry.
It's called an addendum. And it's right. an addendum to something I mentioned last week.
Alrighty.
But it's also interesting fact of the week.
Okay.
Which I'm sure is only interesting to me. But when I tell you about it, maybe it'll be interesting to you.
Yeah.
You know, last week I mentioned the passing of... I went back... I won't say I rediscovered Scruffy the Cat because I've always loved him.
Right.
But I Googled Charlie Chesterman, their lead singer, and found out that he had passed. And so I kind of went down a rabbit hole of listening to all of those songs I loved so much and thinking about when Terry and I went to see him and how much fun it was and everything. And I don't think I mentioned it here, but I mentioned it on my Facebook page that there was a guy who, when we were there in the club and they were doing their setup and sound check, who was doing American Sign Language to the soundboard to tell him what to do. And it was the keyboard player. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I remember that keyboard player was so sweet. He was so cute. He was, you know, wore a little hat. He was so cute. He was doing sign language. And so I couldn't remember who he was. So I Googled him. I Googled Scruffy the Cat. Yeah. And the keyboard player was a fellow, how could I forget this name? It's so unforgettable. Burns Stanfield. Yeah. And so then I went and Googled Burns Stanfield. And I started seeing pictures of a man kind of applying his trade. And I looked at him and I thought, that's him. He's older, you know, that's him.
Yeah.
And so I kept on going down the things and I found this article, which blew my flipping mind. And I'm going to read a little bit of it and then I'll just, you know, kind of keep it short and tell you the rest. But sure. This is from a magazine from South Boston called Caught in Southie. Boston, of course, is where Scruffy the Cat was from.
Yes.
And
South Boston is called Southie.
Right. And it says, Burns Stanfield is a man of God with a musical soul. For almost 23 years, Burns is the rock that the Fourth Presbyterian Church has built upon, and each year it becomes a little stronger. Always understanding he wanted to serve others, his career path took an unexpected turn. Burns was ready to be ordained as a minister in the Presbyterian Church when he received a call from his friend Charlie Chesterman to join his band Scruffy the Cat. I told my ordination sponsoring committee about the opportunity, and they said, you should do that. It will make you a better minister.
Aw,
they were right. They were right. So it says, Burns accepted the invitation and put his divine calling on hold. I love this. Resembling a young John Cusack. Think 16 Candles and Say Anything. Mm-hmm. Burns played keyboards in the alternative band and toured and recorded for 2 years beginning in 1988. Big in the college scene, Scruffy the Cat played all of the hot spots. We played everywhere. The Channel, the Paradise, TT, the Bear, and even the Rat. Scruffy was a great band. Along the way, we got to play with Peter Buck of R.E.M., Paula Abdul, and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Nice.
Joey Ramone came to watch us in New York.
Cool.
So then Scruffy disbanded and Burns returned to his calling, where he married his wife. That was like 1990, so they've been married that long. And he went back to South Boston to marry his wife, Lorraine. Then it goes into his backstory, which was he was born in the Midwest, but came east to go to Princeton University, where he graduated, and afterwards went to Kentucky to work with troubled Appalachian youths.
Wow.
And that's when he knew he wanted to go into service. And so afterwards, he came back east, went to no less a place than Harvard Divinity School.
Wow.
Where he got his ministership. And so then he came with his wife, who was in Harvard Medical School at the time and is still a doctor. Yeah. And they started his ministry in South Boston. And it talks about everything that he's done, food pantries, just big in the community.
Yeah.
Drug recovery. He started a a children's choir and a children's theater program.
Awesome.
That is wildly successful. And somebody said those theater kids, he's like the Pied Piper to him, to them. And you know, when you go out and you Google somebody that many years ago that was just in a rock band.
Yeah.
And you find out this is where they are now.
That's great.
I just love his journey. And
I wish there was a Behind the Music special on Scruffy the Cat. They're starting to sound very interesting.
Exactly.
To me.
And wouldn't that just make like a nice Hallmark movie?
Yeah, it would.
That's a great story. And it just warmed my heart. And I'm so happy I went and Googled him and found all that out.
I love it.
I haven't been able to talk to Terry yet to tell her, because I'm not sure she listens anymore. We cuss a lot. About finding out about Burns. But it's just such a great story. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. That is a good story. Fantastic. All right.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Oh, no.
I can skip my Ash Reddit. I can save it for next week. You want to just jump into You Rules and play Heads Up?
Jump into You Rules.
And don't worry, you guys. I'll save it for next week. You're not missing anything.
And I'll do my one, and I can keep it incredibly short.
I have two You Rules. Well, do you want to start?
Well, I just went, so you go.
Okay. So I have two You Rules this week. The first one is for Rebecca and Romeo. I don't actually know Rebecca's last name, and Romeo isn't real. But they're friends of mine on Finch, that self-care app that I mentioned on this show a couple of times now. We just became friends on the app. And, remember I mentioned I was having kind of a shitty day on Tuesday, but I had a little bit of interaction with Romeo and Rebecca on Finch and it made me feel better. So they rule.
Well,
and
yes.
Then my other You Rule is for Doug fucking Starcher, everybody. Doug Starcher rules.
We are the Doug.
We are the Starcher. You know what? He didn't even I'm going to give him a You Rule because last night he called me shortly after I had gotten off work, and we had just a delightful phone conversation. It was a short one. He had a question to ask me. We traded stories, essentially. He had a story he needed to get out of me, and then he had a story to tell me. So we did that, and it was a delight to talk to him, as always. And, you know, he's a big goddamn hero. So You Rule, Doug.
Yes, he is.
And who is your You Rule?
I have one You Rule, and I'll keep it short and sweet. For anybody who watched, my God, my You Rule is for Stevie Wonder.
I missed it.
Showed up. And, you know, I haven't searched it, but all these things come up on YouTube about the DNC convention. Mm-hmm. But he's not one of them, so I don't know.
No.
But Stevie showed up at the convention and saying Higher Ground, and you know, sometimes people age and they lose a step or two. He rocked it so hard. I was pumping both feet at the chair watching. People, keep on turning. Oh, Stevie, you rock it.
I was just looking him up. He's 74 years old. But he's not lost a step. Bless his heart. So I miss Stevie. I did not watch any of the DNC. I didn't watch any of the convention.
Oh, I watched a bunch of it.
Well, as you know, I stopped watching the news entirely. I went dark on the news in 2016 when Trump was elected. I just said, that's it. I'm done watching the news for a while.
I was hoping for a little positivity in the news. So.
I know. And the thing is, so this past week,
it set me up for a big damn fall. Like,
I know. That's the problem, isn't it? That's why I'm only going back in tiny increments. I have seen a lot of chatter on Facebook about how good the DNC was, and going into the final night, I was curious, and so I will say this is the first time in 8 years that I've been tempted to watch the news, but I still didn't do it. What I did instead was later that night, after the convention was over, I noticed that YouTube had the Daily Show's recap of it. So I watched that.
Okay.
I haven't even watched The Daily Show in 8 years. So I watched just that. And that was enough to give me, you know, a little piece of what was happening. And but you know, not enough to get my hopes up because God forbid. So I'm just going to still play it cool. I'm not going back to the news just yet. All right, let's play Heads Up.
Let's do some Heads Up. Do you want to give first or get first?
I don't know.
I'll
receive. What do you got?
In honor of our friend Saskita.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Broadway Baby.
Okay, Broadway Baby. I'm ready. I hope it's classic Broadway and not new Broadway. I'm just not as up on new Broadway, that's all.
And I hope my phone will cooperate, but let's see. Get ready. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Da 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 da.
Fiddler on the Roof, If I Were a Rich Man.
Da 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 da.
Oh, I Feel Pretty.
Yes.
Do we just need the song?
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's being ugly.
Is it being ugly?
Hang on. I'm getting it back. Forget the timer.
I know. I was going to say we're running out of time.
The Blank of the Christ.
Temptation. Passion.
Yes.
Passion of the Christ.
Yes. Now, how do I make it go forward?
You have to dip it down like you're nodding your head.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
He made Cats and Jesus Christ Superstar.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Pass.
Okay, pass.
Pass. Pass.
Pass.
Fanny Bryce, Barbara Streisand, Lady.
Funny Girl.
Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber, Cat, not Cats, Phantom of the Opera, the Moo,
The Phantom of the Opera. No, The Music of the Night?
Music of the Night. Yeah, we're out. Okay.
Oh, we're out of time. Music of the Night.
You got Andrew Lloyd Webber. We got Jesus Christ Superstar. Yep. Bells Are Ringing.
No. I mean,
Leo Burtz.
He was in the movie. He was in the last 5 years. And he might have been, I bet Saskita knows more stuff that he was in the last 5 years.
Okay.
It's really good to hear.
Pacific Overtures.
Don't know that one.
Funny Girl.
Funny Girl, we got.
Music of the Night. So we got one.
We got three,
two,
I think.
Three, four.
Four.
Five. Well, no, five. No, four, because Music of the Night was after.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. How about, you want to do Totally 80s? No, let's do the 70s. I don't want Road Trip. Let's do the 70s.
I could do the 70s. Can you do the 70s? You're younger than I am.
Fuck yeah, I can do the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. 70s Fever.
Ooh.
I don't need to turn on instant replays. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
I know, you can hear mine. If you shine these on certain types of posters and they look good.
Black light.
Yep. This is a game you play, and you put red or blue dots in the frame, and you try to put not five of them in a row, just less than five of them
Connect
in a row.
Four.
Yes, thank you. You could make cheese or chocolate of this, and you dip bread in it, and it's really yummy.
Fondue.
Yep. This was the movie with Meryl Streep and Christopher Walken, and they play Russian Roulette. Yeah. This is a heavy metal band. Not Jesus Christ, but... No? Okay, skip. This was a... I don't know how to do that. All right. Not Frankenberry, but another type of cereal?
Blueberry?
The chocolate one, shit.
Count Chocula.
Yeah, Count Chocula was it. Judas Priest is what I was going for there.
Oh, Judas.
Not Jesus Christ, but Judas Priest. That's what I was. Great. All right, we got four.
I missed it, yeah.
We got four. Black Lights, Connect Four. We got the first four.
Oh.
Funky Chicken, I did not know how to give you a clue for.
Funky Chicken.
And Count Chocula, we just missed. All right.
And by the way, I already realized when it's my turn to guess, I yelled my answer.
You can yell.
Okay. How about Food Fight?
Food Fight, let's do it. Okay. Everybody eats food.
It's called this. What's that called?
Raspberry.
Yes. How many licks does it take?
Tootsie Roll Pop.
Yes. It's the red spice you put on deviled eggs. You
spread paprika. Them. Yes. Paprika.
Duncan makes
donuts.
Yes. Magic. They're little things that come from the ground. They're filled with
mushrooms.
Dirt.
Mushrooms. Yes. Magic mushrooms. Good.
Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
Yes. Put the lime in the
coconut.
Yes. Oh, time's up already.
My that wasn't God. Bad though. It's better.
Okay, we got raspberry, Tootsie Roll Pop, paprika, donut, mushrooms, Skittles.
Yep.
Did we get coconut?
Yep.
We got six.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Killing it.
Ooh.
Don't know about finish the lyric. My only worry about finish the lyric is it's going to be songs from now.
That one is so hard for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, see, if it's like songs from the 70s, we're good, but it isn't songs from the 70s, is it? So we're not going to, we're not going to play hip hop. or Star Trek, although Misha and I just kill at Star Trek. We slay.
Oh, but not me.
We can't play Act It Out.
I just got to Act It Out. Yeah, let's do that. It's like playing Jenga on the podcast.
Oh, where was British Invasion?
Oh, I like British.
I know you do. That's why I want to play it.
Yeah. Could never play that one.
There it is.
Okay.
No, you can play it with me.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Yeah, this is a breakfast dish. It's toast with egg in the middle of it.
Toad in the Hole.
Yeah, good. I don't know who that is. Oh, he is king now.
Prince Charles.
Yep. this is a candy, but I don't know how to describe it, so I'm going to skip that one. They said, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Now tell me what you want. Yep. He was on The Office. And
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, the original one. This is a pudding, and it's got sort of a naughty name. No, a bit of a naughty name. Like a Dalmatian.
Spotted dick.
Yes, well done. Not a rock, but a
hard place.
No, it's like a rock, but it's smaller.
Pebble, stone.
Stone is it? I don't know where. This is a football team. One of the biggest football teams in the world.
Chelsea.
Manchester United.
Oh, the damn.
We got six.
Who's
Daisy Ridley?
Daisy Ridley.
Yeah. Mm. Tina, who's Daisy Ridley? and Twiglets. Twiglets was the, I believe that's candy or maybe chips of some sort.
Oh, Twiglets. I wouldn't have gotten. You could have 100 things I wouldn't have gotten.
It's too, one more for you, one more for me, and then we'll
call
it.
Okay, how about popcorn?
I know we're way over, but I'll edit a bunch of shit out, so don't worry.
Let's do pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
That should work.
All right. I'm usually not very good at these.
Oh, dear.
You know me, I don't keep up on it, but that's all right. We'll try it.
Oh, she's... Forget that.
I don't know who it is.
They just had it this week, the... Mm-mm-mm. National Convention.
The Democratic National Convention, the DNC.
Oh, she sings "Hello from the Outside" or whatever that's called.
I don't know. "Hello from the Outside." I don't know. Taylor
okay.
Swift.
Okay, never heard of this. I think he's saying "Take Me to Church."
Oh shit! Who is that? "Take Me to Church." Oh crap! Is it a country singer? Is it
no,
too late?
No, after what just happened in Paris, now the next one is going to
Paralympics.
Okay. I think we got one.
Okay. Yay, we got one. Why do we have two?
I think we got one.
Just one? All right. We suck. I knew pop culture wasn't a good idea.
Well, I have no idea who this is, but I see her picture online. Chapel Roan.
Oh, I don't have any idea who Chapel Roan is.
Oh, no, we did. We did get two because DNC.
Yeah, we got the DNC.
Doja Cat, Mindful.
Doge Cat?
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. I don't know what that is.
She's a mindful rapper, I think.
Mindful.
Adele, I think.
So. Oh, you know what? God damn it. I almost said Adele. God damn it. I should have gone with my first instinct. I don't know. I don't know enough Adele.
What the
I'm
hell?
I'm going to do. This is fun for me. I'm going to do accents and impressions.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, we also missed. What the hell is Love Island, USA?
Love Island was. Love Island is a competitive reality show. Okay. I don't watch it, but I know
Hoosier
what it is.
Hoosier was Take Me to Church, I think.
Ah, okay.
And the Paralympics.
And the Paralympics, which you got. So we got two. All right. We're going to do accents and impressions. Are you ready?
Oh, do your best.
I will. I will. I'm excited. I'm excited to do it, actually.
Okay.
It's fun for me. I hope there's brum in here. I get to do brum. It won't be. Oh. It's a Muppet character. Yep. That's it. Oh God, I can't do this guy, but he has tiny little hands and he's the worst. He's the worst, the absolute worst, and he was president.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. I can't do him.
Hello.
Shit. I'm just trying to think. No, kitty, these are my cheesy poofs.
Oh, Cartman.
Yeah. Hey, where you park your car over there? Hey,
Italian? Yeah. A New Yorker?
No, Italian is right. Luke, I am your father.
Darth Vader.
No. People of California.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Ein, zwei, drei.
A German.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Elvis.
Yeah. Just after time, unfortunately.
Oh.
That wasn't too bad. Beaker, Trump, Cartman. We got seven. That was our best one so far.
We got seven on
that? We got seven. We got Beaker, Donald Trump. Donald Trump probably shouldn't count because I didn't actually do an impression of him. I just gave you clues. My Italian was terrible. I should have done actual Italian instead of an Italian-American, which is what I did. That's why you said New York. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have enjoyed.
For us, anyway.
Yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to us play Heads Up. I don't know. Is that enjoyable for you guys? Do you play along or are you just like, skip to the end? I don't know what you do. You can tell us. It won't hurt our feelings.
You know, game shows. I like
That's
watching
true.
Other people
Yeah, exactly.
Play
and
game
I play
shows.
Along.
So, you know,
but, you know, I just don't know if it's as fun to do that with this or not. Because I'm never listening to us. I'm always playing.
And if you say it's not, no hurt.
We'll stop doing it.
Not many hurt feelings here, but you know.
No, we'll stop doing it. We can just play on our own. But you know, I think it's probably better to listen to than say Jenga. I think that's why you know Dishy never really enjoyed listening to us play Jenga because that's not fun. You can't play along at home.
Yeah, but she was lucky we never decided to play Monopoly on the podcast.
Oh, Christ. Well, we don't have enough time for that.
One,
this is only a one-hour show.
Four, five.
Not even supposed to be an hour show.
Right.
All right. Well, gang, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Hucklebuck. We aren't going to be back next week, and then we're off 2 weeks in a row.
Yes,
I'm going to be out of town.
A little vacation.
A little tiny little vacay from the show. And then we're back, and then we're, I don't know, we're back, and we're away, and we're back. I think we're good after.
Yeah, back and forth.
Right. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Till then, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye, we love you.
Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
Hi, Scout.
Oh, bless her heart.
I know.